This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour of the DJV program. Thursday, the 14th of March, is upon us, and you have found your friends on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I've been friend to millions over the years. Did a at the radio conference last week. Actually, somebody had done this for me. The number of stations that I've been on in the career that I had, including all of the, obviously, syndicated stations, 1,482 stations
wow.
in this country I've been
That's
on
a lot.
At some point in my career. Yeah, it's kind of fun to know that. Meanwhile, the focus, but one of the things, and I had this conversation with a well-known personality in Los Angeles named Shotgun Tom Kelly. Some people, he's on Sirius XM now in the afternoon, but he's been on really the good rock stations in Southern California for years. He's about my age, and we were talking about the things that have gone on in our careers and the things that are important to us and where we've been and, you know, that sort of thing and how people remember you. But the most interesting part of the conversation was, and Jennifer, I think you touched, one of the panels touched on this. I don't know if it was yours. Actually, when I'm talking on the air, I'm talking to one person and the three ladies who are on with me. I don't think about how many thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people may be listening at that moment, because my focus is on one or just a few. And I think it makes it easier for, I think if you start thinking about how many there are out there, you lose that sense of personal touch, because the people who are listening, for the most part, are listening one-on-one. They may be alone at home or alone in the car. Maybe there are a couple of people listening at the same time. But think about it. You want to be special, and I want you to feel special. And I really am talking, for the most part, to one or two or three is with the ladies here. So, and I think we all realize that. It's much better to think about it as a one-on-one conversation or a conversation. Here we feel like we're in a virtual studio, so we're all talking amongst ourselves like we're around the breakfast table. All right, so having said that, Jennifer, how are you going to lead us at the breakfast table? What are we having? Cereal? Are we having
pass
pancakes?
The, pass the eggs, please. Let's
eggs.
Start with some protein.
All right, go ahead.
All right. No, well, no egg, no goose egg for Beto O'Rourke. There was a lot of wondering, a lot of curiosity about whether or not Beto would run. He announced early this morning that he is going to run for president. He's entering the 2020 race with a call for Americans to look past their differences in order to confront the challenges facing the country. He released a video where he was sitting on the couch next to his wife and talked about this being the defining moment of truth for the country, for every single one of us. Beto is 46. He is a former congressman from Texas. He ran for the Senate against Ted Cruz and came pretty close to beating him, about a three-point difference between the two of them. And he's had a lot of celebrity backing. Oprah Winfrey, he's met with President Obama. He's had a lot of money, financial support come in from Hollywood. So I think he figures that he is pretty well positioned to take this on and maybe at the very least become a vice presidential candidate for someone else who might top him out like a Joe Biden. But right now he's starting a 3-day swing through eastern Iowa, and then he'll hold a kickoff rally for his campaign in El Paso, Texas on March 30th. I think where his real shot lies is he's going to be a good fundraiser. He'll be a powerhouse fundraiser. But I think if he is really going to be a serious threat, if the Democratic Party thinks that he can deliver Texas, I think he will be the nominee. That's going to be his big test, if he can actually turn Texas from red to blue or purple. That would be, I think, the way that the Democratic Party goes in his direction.
I think he's the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, I think he's a VP. Yep.
Could be. Yeah, he's not a presidential contender. He's not. How does this guy make a living? Where does his money come from? He's out campaigning. What's he living off of? When he was running, he was a congressman. Okay, they get $140,000 a year, and he did that for a couple of terms. So where does his money come from?
Isn't his wife very, very wealthy? Didn't he marry I'm not saying he doesn't work or anything. I don't really know much about him.
Well, he doesn't work if he's on the campaign trail all the time.
But, I mean, he has worked. He's had jobs and companies or whatever he's done. I don't know. I think his father-in-law is somebody who's a baller. I don't remember. I don't know the details, but I think so.
Baller? I don't know. What does that mean?
He makes a lot of money. He's apparently a real estate tycoon or something like that.
Right.
Where did the term baller come from?
I don't know. You watch the show Ballers.
Yeah, you watch the show Ballers.
Yeah, but that's about football.
Yeah, but it's a double entendre.
It is?
Well, they play football, but they're also ballers. I guess it's kind of, I mean, maybe that's where it comes from. Football players make a lot of money.
Or basketball players make more, yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah. All is ballers.
Baller a basketball term? Yeah.
So is there a sexual connotation to that?
Irrelevant. No, there's not.
Okay.
Right, anyway, so Beto's in. So how about that?
Thanks, Jen. Save us.
All right. Another person whose name we've heard a lot lately is Paul Manafort, who get for, what, 43 months in jail? What was it? I thought it was 47. Where did I lose
well,
that?
Two sentences. So he'll serve about 7.5 years, and they'll run concurrently.
No, he won't.
But, there is question about whether he'll get pardoned, yes. But he's also been hit with charges from the Manhattan DA's office, which are charges that are beyond presidential pardons. And these are for mortgage fraud, more banking things. So on the day he gets a sentence, he also got hit with a new indictment. So the legal woes are not over for Paul Manafort by any stretch.
What a sleazeball. He is. Let's call a spade a spade here. He's a sleazeball. So is
they're
Cohen.
Cohen. I find Cohen to be reprehensible, frankly. And I don't feel much better about the FBI with the tall guy. What's his name? That was
from the FBI?
FBI director?
James Comey. Yeah,
he's another opportunist.
Out about him.
Yeah. He's another one.
What is so gross is that if we could just for a second put aside, and it's hard because everybody's so divided. I'm not saying that it's easy. I know I'm guilty of it. I know we're all guilty of it. But if we could actually consider for a moment with a clear head and an open heart what the heck was going on in the Department of Justice, holy smokes.
That should be so disturbing to us,
no matter where we lie with our political allegiance. The fact that the way they were getting warrants, the way all of this stuff was being served,
The Department of Justice is full of crooks. Yeah, full of crooks. The Department of Justice is the least, it is not even, oxymoronic isn't even the right terminology for it.
They were given a stand down order to prosecute. According to Lisa Page's testimony, they were given a stand down order to prosecute Hillary Clinton. The FBI wanted to go after her, and they were told to stand down by the Department of Justice. And then you find out the process of how they're getting warrants to spy on American people by leaking news stories to the news media and then using those articles to go back and pull warrants with the courts. It is so crazy. Oh, my goodness.
All right, what happened in the 911 call with Luke Perry? We'll examine that in a matter of moments, quarter after the hour. Here's another great opportunity. Man, these companies, this outfit, some of the really great companies in America and how they mature and their products and what they learn. Even though I was talking earlier about socialism and how people think socialism is the answer, you'll never convince me of that because I was an entrepreneur in radio when everybody thought entrepreneurs in radio were nuts. And I'm the only one left who's doing this. And so is the case with the fellow who came up with the idea of building, really basically making or building a mattress for himself because he didn't like what, he couldn't find a good mattress for himself. He was an engineer. Mike Lindell is his name, lived in St. Paul, Minnesota. And so once he started making these pillows for himself, people, when he would talk about it, would say, well, make one for me. And so from that point to this, he's developed a fabulous business. Pillows, mattresses, mattress toppers, and now Giza cotton sheets. If you have sheets that you don't like, you're not excited. Getting into bed should be an exciting experience for all kinds of good reasons. But right now, I want you to think about the sheets on your bed. Do your sheets get hot at night? If you are in that circumstance, you'll love these MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. You'll get a full night's rest, no having to fix your sheets. The mattress topper that we were talking about the last month or so also helps you to get an even night's sleep. The temperature, you don't want to be hot and cold. These Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton. That's Giza. It refers to an area in Egypt where the cotton comes from. Super smooth, breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that fit over any bed. MyPillow. You love them? You love the mattress top? You love everything that comes from MyPillow? These sheets are right up your alley. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. So, here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off using the DJV code. This is a brand new product, so the fact they're selling it at 30% off to you using the DJV code is pretty special. So let's try them out. Free shipping comes along with it. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get these Giza sheets today at MyPillow.com. Save money with the promo code DJV.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try. If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time. Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100. From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great. Earn 100% back in rewards. Staples, there's a whole lot in store. For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, let's get to the bottom of this 911 call from Luke Perry's house when he suffered that massive stroke. The call was made public, and there's really nothing in it. We've been debating among ourselves here why these things become public, because they're kind of gruesome and gross and a little too personal sometimes. Why do they have to be made made public?
Such an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
I know we're in the business of talking about celebrities and stuff, but I just draw the line at that. It's so disturbing to hear some of the audio from these calls.
And it's not, what does it add to anything? It doesn't add anything.
Yep.
All right, so I'm just going to leave that and let it hang and do whatever. It's not important. What is important is the 737, the fate of the 737. The guy that runs the FAA, Federal Aeronautics Administration, says when asked by reporters how long will the 737s be grounded, he said, I don't know. And I thought that was kind of telling, because they don't really, Boeing, if they had a fix, would have put it into the planes and everything would have been quiet. So they apparently, they almost have been caught flat-footed with this, although they know there was a problem. They knew there was a problem before the Lion Air 737 MAX went down, and they didn't do anything about it. And then the crash this past weekend, the same plane goes down, so everybody's scratching their head wondering, what's going on at Boeing? What's the leadership like there? How do they buff? They made a mess out of this. So, anyway, that's the story, 21 after the hour.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today. What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/16/19. See associate for details.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh my God. To listen to these two ladies talk about the Throwback Thursday song list, and they're like they're both going to commit Harry Carey because the songs are so depressing. All right.
Well, were we wrong? Yeah, I don't think we're wrong.
Well, let's see. Number
I guess
five.
I said to Kara, buckle up, because this is going to suck.
Thank you. That's a warm endorsement. All right, let's get to the top five songs.
My fault.
This week in 1960. Yeah, you picked them. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, because you're always right. Complaining if it's not in the 60s. So I give you 1961, and I didn't all realize right. That these songs
and
were all terrible.
And we give you the 1961 from this week, the 1961 top five from this week. Number five, along to Connie Francis, wondering where the boys are.
Yes. Well, if you sound like this, Connie, I think the boys are going to be running away from you.
All right, crank it up, Kara. See if the boys are running.
Oh.
Well. All right, anyway, you get the point. The next one is from a, you talk about depressing. Marty Robbins' last performance was something I saw. He died of a heart attack the night after I saw him in concert. This song is called Don't Worry. Country great Marty Robbins, number four this week, 1961. Don't worry about me, I'll be okay. It's because you're leaving me and no good so-and-so. Uh-huh. Okay. I think we've heard a lot of that.
Kind of like a Western kind of song.
Yeah, it is. Well, he was
like
a big Western artist.
Yeah, it sounds like it goes to a Western movie.
He was a Western artist, mostly. This was a crossover when it first started. Sweet, sweet love. Sweet, sweet, sweet love. Don't worry about
me. I want you to be
that's a as song.
Happy as I when you love me.
All right, next depressing song is from a group called the Stringalongs. Was the only hit they ever had called Wheels. Mostly because this is an instrumental. but it just puts you into a place. This was supposed to speak to all of the drag racing that was going on at the time, movies about drag racing, actual drag races taking. This was the precursor for Fast and Furious.
Wow, imagine Fast and Furious with this soundtrack.
This song, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going about 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a lot slower and not so furious.
Okay. Number two, Mr. Elvis, the Presley person. I love this song. I is one of the best with the early music with the Jordanaires. Surrender to me. Crank it up there.
Let me hold you in my arms, dear. While the moon shines bright.
How can you not like this? Come on.
All the stars will tell the story.
This is Jordanaires. Aren't they great?
Are they the backup singers? Who are the
Jordanaires are his backup, yeah, in the first 20 years into the 60s, late 60s. They just were, they added so much to the music. This song is a great, great.
Please turn that to me.
All right, let's get to number one. This was 3 weeks at number one. Yeah! Ernie Evans, a.k.a. Chubby Checker, the Chubster in Pony Time. It's a follow-up to the Twist. Same song, different words. Boogity, boogity, boogity show! Oh, yeah, big dance. The pony? Come on, you never danced the pony when you were a kid?
I've never heard of the pony.
You've never heard of the pony?
No!
Oh,
Karen, have you?
I've heard of a different song about a pony, but not this one.
Okay. All right, so there they are. Pretty thrilling. Throwback Thursday. Top five songs this week in 1961 for your listening and dancing pleasure on the DJV show. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power
Swabs. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge winter storm is blamed for the death of a Colorado State Patrol officer. As the storm continues to hammer the Rockies and the Great Plains, blizzard conditions stranding over 1,000 drivers on Colorado highways Wednesday. Parts of Interstates 80, 25, 79, and 70 are still closed in Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska, and South Dakota, and thousands of air flights are canceled.
I cannot sign off on executing hundreds and hundreds of human beings, knowing that among them will be innocent human beings.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who says his state should no longer be associated with the largest death row population in the nation. He signed an executive order yesterday to suspend the death penalty, granting reprieve to 737 inmates currently on California's death row. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
DJV time 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and we'll be joined by Harry Cotter later on in this half hour, introducing you to a whole brand new book, schemes of exciting things, sorcerer's tales. That's coming up later in this half hour. You'll not want to miss that. Meanwhile, Victoria is here to bring us into the proper course of action for this half hour. What's cooking, wow, Victoria?
Well, anyone affected by this bomb cyclone wishes they had a Harry Potter in their back pocket to get out of this, because it's really, really bad. Blizzard conditions, hurricane force winds, 3,100 flights have been canceled. Most of that is taking place at the Denver. It's Denver International Airport. All the runways are closed. Icy conditions. There's zero visibility. When you see video footage of this storm, it's just really intense.
Whiteout. Yeah.
Yep, and the roads around the airport are closed, and apparently there are so many traffic accidents.
Have you ever driven into the airport in Denver?
Yeah. couple times.
You know, it's all, it's flat. It's that, yeah. It's like completely flat. So the, and this, one of the reasons they built the airport there, other than the fact that the fellow who had been mayor of Denver and then became the transportation secretary, coincidentally, his family owned all the land. That's why they put the airport there. Mm. They took 30,000 acres or something, but it was all flat land, easy to work. And if you drive that whole area before you get to the mountains, it's completely flat. So there's nothing to stop the storm, and the storm's on that side of the mountain. If the storm were coming from the other side of the mountain, it wouldn't affect them at all. But it's coming up and hits them before it gets. It's kind of like coming up from the south and the east, which is very unusual for a storm in that part of the country. But anyway, that's why they're getting whacked, because there's nothing to stop it.
Yeah, well, hurricane force winds will be felt from Colorado all the way to Amarillo, Texas. Gusts between 50 to 70 miles per hour. Occasionally, some of them have been clocked at 110 miles per hour. That's definitely hurricane force. Severe storms, flash flooding, it's easy enough to say, flash flooding along the Mississippi River. Dense fog, possible tornadoes, and 125,000 people are without power currently. Mm-hmm. Everything in Denver is pretty much just shut down. In Wellington, Colorado, this is how bad the road conditions were. 100 cars were in an accident. It's a 100-car pileup, which is just insane.
Well,
luckily, no one has any serious injuries.
The snow is blowing across there, so you can't see anything. You are confronted. Imagine somebody throws, you know, black paint on your windshield as you're driving along at 65 miles an hour. You can't see anything. Nothing.
Yeah. They say 1,100 motorists were stranded in Colorado along the, of course, obviously, emergency response is totally overwhelmed at this point. And so just, you know, everyone be safe, stay off the road, and adhere to all the warnings, because there are a lot of them. This is still going to affect multiple states for the rest of today. So Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, this is a massive storm. It's,
well, at least they can take
South
the planes.
Dakota.
That we're going to go into Denver and use them someplace else to fill the gap, the void caused for Southwestern American by having the 737 Maxes.
Yeah.
All right, we're filling the void for now so we get these things flying again. Speaking of flying, the U.S. government has announced they're going to start scanning your face at the top airports in the country. The mandate that came from the president, an executive order. We're deploying biometric verification, that's what facial scanning is, all travelers crossing the U.S. So the 20 airports where people can come in, and that's pretty much all of the top 20 international flights, come in, and they're going to check using facial recognition, not only the people that come from other countries, but I think your face, anybody that's in that's an American, will be scanned.
Everyone will be.
Homeland Security is trying to get the systems up and running for 2021, doing so in the absence of proper vetting. Here we go again.
Oh, yeah, this is not going to be good. This is going to be a mess. The privacy advocates are already saying that this is not even legal. This is going to be a huge, huge mess. This is 100 million passengers traveling on international flights out of the United States. It's 16,000 flights a week. They're going to be scanning everyone. They've already admitted that they're going to keep the photos for up to 14 days. The other thing is, you know how we've been talking a lot in the tech world about third-party data breaches and things like that. So, like, if you sign up for Facebook, Facebook was selling your data to other companies. Well, they can do that too with Homeland Security stuff, and there's nothing to stop it. It's going to be such a huge spider web.
Mm-hmm. Tear it again for another well thought out government plan.
Yep.
Okay, so let's one more step in that on that ladder. And I don't know if this is a bad idea, but the budget plan for next year. We've all been talking about various things like how badly the farmers are going to get screwed again because the ag budget will get cut by 15%, things like that in the new budget proposals. One of the things that may be key, and a lot of people probably agree with this, user fees for e-cigarette manufacturers. The FDA is going to use the money to curb teen vaping. Why don't they just make them illegal and that's the end of it?
So
you don't have to raise any money. Yep. Just make them illegal. There's nothing good about these cigarettes. Nothing. Nothing.
They're so
nothing.
Dangerous. And but the problem it shows is in you what the years. In a few years, these teens are going to be so hooked on nicotine, we're going to have so many health issues to deal with. It should just be outlawed.
So instead of, you know, you got to wonder what the real thinking is here. They expected to bring in $100 million a year. Okay.
Yeah, they want
to. So
make
how much is
it going
to cost you to take care of in Medicare and other payments? Take care of these people that Victoria just said are all going to be sick as hell by the time they get to be 60.
Yep.
So. You know,
and these aren't older people. These are teens who are, by the time they're in college, or maybe not even through college, they're still on their parents' health insurance. We're going to see a huge spike in all kinds of respiratory illnesses, the precursors to lung cancer, emphysema. All that stuff is coming down the road a few years away.
And it's all because the tobacco companies are greedy bastards and they just want to keep selling those whatever kind of death stick you can find. We'll make them and sell them, and it's legal. And then they get, you know, there's something they want to put an end to the use of hemp because it's good for them. The tobacco companies don't want to be have marijuana legalized or hemp legalized because it cuts into their business.
Yeah.
Annual income from taxes on cigarettes, to give you an idea of where all of this is about $700 million. So the government is collecting about $700 million. In taxes on the sale of cigarettes. And
they're not going to walk away from that.
Yeah. All right. So the vaping industry topic that has been something under, the scrutiny is appropriate, but just make them illegal. That's all we're suggesting here. It seems to be something that makes sense. So that means it won't get done.
It will not happen. Well, I think you also just brought up the reason that's never going to go away, the tobacco lobby. Think about it. They're not going to walk away from that kind of money.
You. Okay, up and coming, a little sports ditty, and the focus on Amazon, which is taking up. You'll find the story interesting. Books coming off the shelves the virtual shelf at Amazon. We'll talk about that. After I help you get healthy, lose the weight, do it the right way, s'il vous plaît. Yes! If you're on a crash diet, stop! If you're taking drugs to lose weight, stop! If you're using stimulants to lose weight, stop! If you're on, you get the picture. Calitren, Calotren. Is the all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose weight safely and keep it off. It helps with weight loss, joint pain, because the main ingredient here is collagen protein, which is the number one protein your body needs for you to hold it together. And actually, our body stops making collagen in our 30s, so you supplement with it, and you're sort of kickstarts your body's making the whole thing work. It's great. So let's get to work on collagen, also made with a natural digestive enzyme, which helps you absorb the collagen, part of the formula that's been perfected by this family over the past 30 years. Calitren is the number one healthy choice. You lose the weight, you keep it off. So here's the deal. I want you to go to toploss.com. Look at all of the things, the testimonials that come from people that use it. You'll be convinced this is a great way to stimulate your body with collagen and the other ingredients. Stimulate your body to lose the weight. Stay on the program and you'll lose it and keep it off. Toploss.com is the website. Can't order it on the phone. You can't. This is it. Toploss.com. Order it online. Use the code DJV. And there's a Lucky 7 sale for this weekend, St. Patrick's Day. $7 off each bottle. $21 off the 90-day supply, plus you get a free bottle when you buy any combination of these deals at toploss.com. All kinds of incentives. The right way, the safe way to lose weight is with Calitren. Take my advice because I'm using it. I use it every year this time to get rid of the roll from the wintertime. You can use it for that too. Toploss.com. The special deals are only available if you check the box for DJV.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank $47.50. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/16/19. See associate for details.
Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I have a side story here about the 737, the MAX 8. With all the other countries that are not as sophisticated as we are, why did both Republicans and Democrats in Congress in the last 24 hours before the president said ground these planes want to know why the FAA didn't make the announcement? That would normally be where it came from, not the president. There was a huge fight because the FAA, obviously under the influence of the lobbyists from Boeing, was pressuring the government not to do it because of obvious reasons. So as much as I have great respect and love Boeing planes, man, this just shows you again how powerful lobbyists and lawyers are that work for these huge companies. They make millions of dollars a year trying to protect the interests of, in this case, Boeing. So the pressure was on the FAA not to ground them because they don't want to have that much of it. Once America grounds a plane, it's over. And there is a huge hole now they got to dig themselves out of. It was big enough before. Now it's even bigger. And we will reluctantly there will be pressure to hurry up and put them back in the air. But the president, I give him credit in this statement. He says, these planes can't fly again until we are sure that they have been certified to be safe. In other words, they have to prove they fixed the problem. They've already admitted to the problem and what it is. But the FAA, man, they look bad here. They really look bad.
You know, thank God. I am very happy that President Trump issued this order, because just imagine, Kara and I were talking about this during a break too. You know, everyone says, "Oh, flying is the safest form of travel." Okay, statistically that is true. But when something goes wrong, it goes really wrong, and 189 people lose their life in 3 minutes. Yeah. So it's, I think that this is a very, I agree with you, the FAA looks horrible in this. And can you imagine if President Trump didn't step in and say, look, enough's enough, you know, until we really know this is safe, these are grounded. Can you imagine if there was another incident and it was here in the United States? It was, you know, he made a smart decision to do that. Politically, it would have been just a nightmare. Awful. But beyond that, the lives lost. We just, the FAA should, I don't know who's in charge of it, but they should just get a huge lashing for this.
Fired. All right. Aaron Hernandez is still dead. Remember when he was convicted of murder and then the Massachusetts Supreme Court struck down the ruling, and now it's come out of the court that he is guilty. Why everybody's making a big deal out of this? But
didn't they change? Well, he died in jail, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, because of CTE. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But the point is that he had been. There were some people who thought he could be cleared of the charges, which was nonsense. The guy did it. End of story. Finished. On to the next deal. 10 before the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Recognize this fabulous movie theme from the well-known movie The Swarm. Good God, Chucker. The Swarm? Can't you do any better than that?
Can I tell you a story?
Yes, you can, Chucker. Please do.
Well, first off, today is Michael Caine's birthday. He's 86 years old. One of the all-time greats. 170 acting credits, including Irwin Allen's 1978 disaster film The Swarm, which bombed box office. But you know, in the Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania area where I live, where people ride down the road listening to, you know, the Pop 40, I actually listened to that soundtrack driving down the road. Probably the only person alive on this planet doing so. Jerry Goldsmith did the score, which I like. But anyway, Michael Caine did two Irwin Allen movies, The Swarm in 78, and then he did Beyond the Poseidon Adventure in 79. He did another studio film that bombed called The Island, based on a Peter Benchley novel, and then he jumped into Jaws Revenge a few years later. And I think he was on Merv Griffin one day, and Merv asked him why he did so many movies that critics hated and bombed at the box office. And he said when he was younger, growing up in Britain, his father had a medical issue that they had no insurance for, And he said, and his father wound up passing away because they had no money. So if he said, if a producer or a studio gives him a few million dollars to do a movie, whether it's good or bad, he was going to take it for financial security. And I guess you sort of can't blame an actor or an actress for taking a big payday, whether a movie's good or bad.
It's security. And these days, it gives you the opportunity, like Armie Hammer is a good example of somebody who will do one movie maybe a year that gives him a paycheck, not that he needs it because he's from the Armie Hammer family, he doesn't need money. But then he does three movies that are like the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing. Don't get paid a lot of dough, but it's great artistically, and he's really good at it and really likes to do those kind of movies. So, you know, every once in a while he does the Lone Ranger, and then he does something.
You know, his name, actually, you know, in the last few months, his name has been mentioned as a possible, again, just as a possible Bruce Wayne Batman in the new Warner Brothers Batman movie. He would be an interesting, he certainly has the right look. I don't know how deep he has in terms of a dark side to do that role, but I get
he's not a dark guy. He's a very happy, he's a great family man, loves his wife. He and my son are very good friends. And
I don't think that means he couldn't have a dark side.
No, I suppose he's a good actor.
That's why I call it acting.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw him was in The Social Network, and he played the Winklevoss twins. He was both of them, and I thought he almost stole the whole movie. He was so good.
Yeah, that was his first really big role. Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's right too. I forgot about that.
And I just want to point out that one of the reasons Michael Caine is so popular with this generation, because he was an awesome Alfred in the Chris Nolan Batman trilogy. I thought he did a fantastic job. And a lot of people have come to really beloved Michael Caine. So I just want to point out he's really one of the most iconic working actors.
He's done a lot of almost any kind. He was a great, as some of the great thrillers that he did, the international thriller types, those were great movies too.
Well, you know, in 1973, my mother took me to see the movie Sleuth with him and Laurence Olivier. My mother had a habit of taking me to a lot of R-rated movies when I was under 10, which I think sort of formed me in my later life.
His real name is Maurice Wickelhite or something like that.
Wow, okay. That may not work as a working actor on the screen. So Michael Caine is probably a better choice.
All right, so what do you think of all of the promotion for Dev Patel in The Wedding Guest? What do you hear about that? He's in two movies coming out very soon. Wedding Guest is out now or will be out pretty soon. He's not.
And
he doesn't play...
Hotel Boy, I think, something like that, which is based on a real-life... incident. Yeah, I don't know too much about the movie you're speaking, but he's a very good, talented actor, and his movies usually do pretty well. They find a nice sized audience because he has a following. I like him. He's good.
All right, what do you get for movie news other than that?
One other bit of news: Morgan Freeman and Antonio Banderas have been added to the cast of Hitman's Bodyguard Part 2, which will bring back Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson. I guess the studio Lionsgate thinks they can turn this into a franchise property, considering Ryan Reynolds has become so popular in those Deadpool movies. Hitman's Bodyguard did okay. It sort of at least broke even, but I guess
that's a good combination of those two.
It is.
Yeah. Denzel Washington is going to be in a cop thriller called Little Things. That looks interesting. All right, Chucker. Good man. Chuck Curry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.